Hello, lovely listeners, and welcome back to 60 Minutes to Midnight, a show that has been lost in the darkness for a little while.
Talking about we're lost back. Again, isn't he?
Yeah. With our general chit-chat, recommendations, whiskies, and much, much more. Of course, I am joined by the other two founding members of the 3 Minute Men, and that is the other 2 Minute Men. First up is Minuteman John. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good, mate. It's the eve of the Soccer World Cup.
Oh, yeah. Soccer World Cup.
The Soccer World Cup, yeah. That's how they call it.
Kick a ball on that.
And there's a sort of tinge of excitement in the air, even though it's shrouded in massive controversy. Mm. We don't need to go into that here. It's a fucking shambles. But, well, you never know. I could rejig things in this running order, actually. Let me just have a look here, actually. Nah, but seriously, genuinely excited about tomorrow and England's first game. Mm. And the other person who is excited about that is our fellow Englishman, the third Minute Man, one of the founding members, as I said, Minute Man Gareth. Hello.
Hi, mate. How are you since John asked?
Since John asked, I would say I am 3% less than what the answer I gave him.
Really?
It's gone down. Jesus. It's waning.
You were just talking about the Soccer like World Cup, seconds. Mate. You were loving it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's that tinge gone?
How are you, Gareth?
I'm all right, mate. I'm all right. I'm looking forward to unwinding and having a... I'm actually having a wine today, breaking with tradition.
Classy.
Mm.
So,
what sort of wine you got there? So what sort are we talking about?
It's just a blend.
Okay.
But check it out. It's
no, say what it is.
Obviously not great. not great.
Say what it is.
How small
Tell
is
me
that
what
bottle?
It is.
It's regular size. Look at the label.
I don't know, is it?
It's right, isn't it?
Listen, listeners know that Gareth is a very small individual. Therefore, a regular 330ml bottle to him is a litre bottle. So you've got to think about these things.
330 mils.
Giant.
750, mate. No,
that's
so
a can, but... Yeah.
Whatever. Castello and Syrah grapes in this blend.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Was it brewed in, like, a Bunnings car park or something?
It cost $11. Oh, it's all right.
Yeah.
Worries me. Anyone wants a conversion, $11 Australian, you're talking about $7 US, yeah? Or probably £6
about £6
in the UK. So
That's all right. You get a nice bottle of wine, £6. Certainly in Australia, lovely wine.
Well, they've shipped this one in. It's Peru's finest.
For fuck's sake.
Where's it from?
Jesus. Anyway.
It's not Peruvian.
John, what are you drinking?
Not drinking anything, mate. I thought we said no whiskies. Pretty sure...
Yeah, no whiskey on this one.
So the last pod that we
still
did.
On my fitness challenge.
Yeah, so Len's doing a fitness challenge. He says if he's in rehab. So they've said, look, you can do your podcast and that, but you're not allowed to drink.
Can you not tell the listeners that, please?
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, we can cut that out.
Yeah.
I'm not drinking anything. It was my birthday a couple of days ago, so I'm off to...
Oh, get over it.
I'm just banging on about it.
So I'm off to see my brothers later on this Arvo, and I'll have a few beers with them.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. Well, happy birthday. I'm sure the listeners are wishing you a happy birthday.
Yeah, lots of kind messages on Twitter.
42. 42 years old.
Yeah. No, so. 38. So
still in my 30s.
Yeah.
So
and to
there
be
we
honest,
go.
Like, and just to gauge this a little bit. So I watched a film last night. We might talk about it in a bit. My first Christmas film of the season. Spirited with Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell. Any idea the age difference between those two?
Will Ferrell's in his 50s. He's getting older by the fucking minute. I reckon Ryan Reynolds is also like 49 or something. I reckon he's like 49.
Do you mean he's also 49?
He's just a real...
Are you saying they're both 49?
No, I mean like, he's older than you think. He's older than you think. Yeah.
Well, I know. So he's not older than I think.
Will Ferrell's in his 50s. And
give me an age.
Ryan Reynolds is also 49. That's the team answer.
Right.
Let's go.
So anyway.
Let's go. 52 for Will Ferrell, and 48 for Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, it's about 9 years difference. I think Ryan Reynolds is like 46 and Will Ferrell's, I don't know, like 55 or something. But
the listeners were waiting for that answer.
Honestly.
Fucking just dripping with excitement.
You look at the poster.
Let's not make
for
that a regular
film.
Feature of the pod.
And it's, but it's like, so I've then gone back and gone, right, okay, so Will Ferrell's 36 when he did Elf. Honestly, I feel like...
Yeah, that's fucked.
I'm looking at myself now going, I'm aging quite well, actually, I have to say.
Yeah,
I've started wearing
like
Adidas tops and stuff, so people are like,
that,
oh, yeah. "No, he wouldn't."
Yeah,
be wearing
I
that
did
if
think you looked quite trendy today.
Yeah,
you looked quite trendy today, didn't you?
Yep.
Yeah,
going to be wearing some of the Reeboks. You ever heard of these? I'm going to be wearing some of those later. Big yellow trainers, so you know, trendy and that.
Enough about trainers and that, and
sneakers.
Age differences.
Sneakers. Yeah,
getting John depressed about how old he is. We usually meet up, you know, drinking whiskeys, which we're not, but we still watch things. And we have just had a marathon recording a few months doing, you know, House of the Dragon on HBO. So it was difficult for us to really sink our teeth into some other things out there, but we did. And we're here to tell you what you should be watching or what we think you should be watching. Mm. Who wants to go first, lads? As I swirl
go on,
my imaginary
Gaz, you go first, cause
whiskey glass.
Gaz keeps messaging me going, oh, no, yeah, I've seen that as well. Can I do that one? Because I've not been watching anything. And it's like, whatever I say now, he's going to be like, oh, no. So Gaz, go first, and then I'll come up with a plethora of choices.
I've got other things to talk about.
I'm not talking about The Office again, honestly.
It is funny, though. I'm going to bring to the table today the Netflix documentary, little mini series, limited series, 4 episodes. Pepsi, Where's My Jet? Anyone seen that?
Yep.
No.
Well, John has. So for you, Len, I'll explain the concept. It's a documentary.
Please explain.
Okay, I will. So as I said, it is a documentary.
No, if it's going to be like that, don't tell him. Don't tell him, Gaz.
And that's it. That's the end of Gareth's segment. On to John.
So documentary, which for those, again, I know John knows this, but just in case you don't, Len, that means that it's real events that are being documented.
Ah, okay. One of those.
Yeah.
All right. Further then.
Yeah. Like Jaws, for example.
Yes.
So it's very similar to Jaws. No, it's not. It's about a it's about a guy in the 90s.
Have you seen this?
So, as I was saying, documentary style. Yeah.
On Netflix.
It's very good. About Pepsi and jets. And which one is better? No. The premise is this.
Can you get on
Pepsi
with it,
came
honestly.
Out with an advertising campaign in the 90s, mid-90s, where some people might remember this, where basically it was drink Pepsi, get stuff, get free stuff. And you collected Pepsi points and you could get these cool hats and jackets and glasses, things like that. But on one of the adverts for it, they at the end had a Harrier jet, like as in a fighter plane, appear in the advert, and it said 7 million points for the Harrier jet. And so some guy, in this 20-year-old guy in 1996, whenever the ad came out, was like, okay, let's work out how we get this jet. He came up with a business plan and everything to get this Harrier jet. And Pepsi, in the end, they ended up sort of sent this check along. I won't sort of go into every detail about it, but essentially Pepsi received this check saying, all right, can I have my jet, please? And Pepsi like, what the fuck are you talking about? That was obviously a joke. And big legal battle ensued.
Mm. Ooh, spicy.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. It was the sort of thing, a documentary that doesn't take itself too seriously. I don't think you can with this topic. It was one of the things I love about a lot of these documentaries on Netflix are the ones where they kind of, they take you back in time. Like, it's sure they're telling a story, but it's kind of about giving you a sense of the time and place that this thing happened in as well. And mid-90s America, it was a fucking cool place. Like, it was and it's a lot of fun, and it was good to get some of that nostalgia. I'm gonna say, though, John, I don't know what you think about this. I reckon they did well to get 4 episodes out of that story. And by the end, I was like, the story's kind of petered out a little bit here. Still a fun journey. And, you know, the way that it's made, the production of it is, like I said, it's a lot of fun. So it was fine. Like, it carried me through the whole sort of, I don't know, 3 and a bit hours running time. Yeah.
Did you binge it?
Just the story itself lacked a little bit of bite.
Did you binge it in one sitting, or?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I watched it all last night, actually.
Yeah. I thought it was all right. I thought 4 episodes was about right. It could have probably been 3 episodes, but it didn't feel like it dragged. I think it, without doing too many spoilers, it ends very similar to another documentary I remember watching. I think it was the one about Jack the Ripper, actually. No, not Jack the Ripper, the Yorkshire Ripper, where it's kind of, it just ends. I know they're very different stories, but when you're watching a documentary and you're kind of like, oh, I wonder how it's going to end, and it sort of peters out a little bit. I, you know, without spoiler warnings, I'm never drinking Pepsi again. So I'll ask you this question, Gaz.
Wow, you were that angered by it.
I was fuming, man. I was absolutely... I have a background in advertising. So, you know, I kind of... In my opinion, I thought they were bang to rights. I think it was a case of... I won't say. But I guess from your side, Gaz, who are you siding with?
Well, so the main guy, by the way, Len, his name is John Leonard, which is good fun, considering the two people on this pod with.
I think they were just calling him John.
Imagine if me and John merged to create one.
Oh, what is that?
Critical reviewer. Yeah, there you go. That'd be, it'd be such a contradiction, because it'd be like one sentence would be like, this is the best show ever, and then go, it's fucking shit though, isn't it? And then it would be like,
and that's why it's good. Constantly
excited and then disappointed. Much like your sex life. No.
What's going on here?
Sure. It's not.
Go on, Gaz. Who are you siding with?
Yeah. No, I mean, I think, I don't think it's a secret in terms of the way that the documentary sets it up. You're supposed to like John. Like, he's a nice guy. And, and Todd, but I think again, you know, just likable characters who are made to be likable.
No, I know, but it's not so, like they had him in a fucking soup kitchen or something. Do this in my spare time.
What I would say is that there is a way that story could have been told that is a little bit different, that could have portrayed them as being very cynical, which it definitely doesn't. It takes their perspective, their word that they were genuinely trying to get a jet because they thought that was an offer, as opposed to following a cynical pair of money grabbers these two are. and you know, that's how it could have gone. So yes, of course, I was anti-Pepsi. I don't really drink Pepsi or Coke anyway, to be honest. Not a big fan.
No, okay, fine. But I definitely won't now. It does benefit from, like, a lot of these documentaries suffer from having one point of view. It's pretty impressive that they get, like, 3 of the head honchos of the Pepsi and the media agency and stuff involved in the documentary.
Mm.
I mean, obviously, one of them comes across, like, no, 2 of them, in fact, come across like complete cunts. And they are.
Hold on, which 2? The one who doesn't is the actual advertising guy, right? The creative director.
So he's the one where he's like, he's like, we've fucked this here. we fucked it up because there's no disclaimer on the ad. And he pretty much at the end puts the blame on someone else. The whole, it's supposed to be 700 million, not 7 million. The other two guys are like, yeah, well, you know, it's just a joke, isn't it? It's like, no. Yeah. Even if it is, it's like, just own up to it.
But
so yeah,
you know, it's a good throwback to the 90s when, you know, people just gave less of a fuck about offending people. It was just a free time, wasn't it? It was just fun. People skateboarding, backwards
Jerry
caps.
Springer.
Jerry Springer wearing a backwards great cap show. While skateboarding. Though
underrated.
That was, we all loved
Jerry
that.
Springer.
Yeah.
Very underrated. Bring it back.
So
very underrated.
I will say for me, I enjoyed it a lot. As I said, concerns about the story strength itself aside, I did really enjoy it. It's Four Bloobs documentary series for me. If you feel like a bit of a 90s throwback, get on it.
Yeah, and people are like off the 80s nostalgia now, and then they're pining for that 90s nostalgia. You know, it's coming for that 90s time now.
Noughties. That'll be in soon, won't it?
Yeah, God, we're getting old.
We're in the roaring 20s, mate. We should be buzzing, right? Can I just say, if you do want a Five Bloob documentary series that's another like major corporation and a scandal and blah, 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 the McMillions documentary, I think it was, maybe it was a HBO thing, I can't quite remember, but that series is incredible. If you've not seen it, I would certainly recommend that.
I assume it's about McDonald's.
No, actually, no, of course it's about McDonald's.
Oh, okay, yeah, good. That I actually will check that out, John and Gareth. I'll watch this Pepsi thing because it sounds like a roller coaster of a ride in a jet. So yeah,
good.
I'm gonna go next. John, I'm going to ask you this because this is interesting. I am kind of over these Disney Plus standalone shows, especially with Marvel. We've talked about the fatigue and everything that's going on.
You're getting worse.
However,
and worse.
But what's excelling is the Star Wars content. Like you know, I watched all of the Star Wars films again with my partner who had never seen them, and we just watched all nine. In order of 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 9. Okay, so the way I saw them and the way you saw them.
And you were like to her, look, this is your birthday, yeah? This is your birthday and Christmas present watching all these.
And, you know, watching Rise of the Skywalker again, you know, episode 9, I have to say it is abysmal. I don't know what I was thinking at the time.
Good.
It's just, yeah.
Go back and listen to that pod. Anyone that hasn't listened to that.
I can't.
Honestly,
I can't listen to it.
He gave it 4. I'm pretty sure he's tempted to give it 5 as well. It's just scandalous.
No,
there's a history of this. Can I just
come on now?
Briefly remind everybody that Len gave Thor: Love and Thunder 3 blueberries, despite saying it was fucking garbage throughout the.
I didn't say fucking garbage. I said it was bizarre. I said it's a bizarre film, and it still is a bizarre film.
You said this is not good. 3 blueberries.
Quote me on
that. not good.
Anyway,
3 blueberries.
But. Since Star Wars has started serializing and having these live action series, you know, Mandalorian, absolute revelation, Mandalorian season 2, also brilliant. Like we've covered that in podcasts. You can go look at that in our feed and see what we thought about those. But I have to say, the one that really had me with zero excitement, honestly, I had no excitement for this show whatsoever. I was like, I'm not even going to fucking bother. I was like, you're taking it too far now. There's no need for this show. and it was Andor. Huh. And it was Andor, which is based around the character Cassian Andor and the beginnings of the rebellion. Cassian Andor is in Rogue One, which I think is a fantastic Star Wars film. I absolutely love that film. We actually watched that as well, and my partner loved it. So that goes to say a lot. I mean, it's a great film. I had no excitement for the show whatsoever. I stuck it on probably 3-4 weeks ago now and was like, I watched the first episode And I was like, oh God, this is a bit dull, isn't it? This is really dull. And then out of nowhere, it's possibly the best Star Wars thing I've seen. I don't know. It might even be better than Mandalorian. It is crazy how good this show is.
Really?
It is crazy. It's about the beginnings of the rebellion. So you're talking about just after Revenge of the Sith, probably like 10 years after Revenge of the Sith or something, and all these different factions of the rebellion. And Gaz, you would actually really enjoy it because it uses so many like elements of Blade Runner. Synthy, distorted synth, these crazy dystopian backdrops, stuff that you've never seen in Star Wars before. And it looks incredible. And the acting's brilliant. The storyline is just, it's a bizarre series. We're on episode 11 at the moment. It's still going. And you've got within it like three. You've got like three different types of story in there. You know, you've got like a heist, you've got this other stuff going on. And honestly, one of the episodes is Five Bloob. It's one of the greatest TV things I've seen.
He loves this, doesn't he?
I love it.
All right.
Honestly, and it came from nowhere. This show came from nowhere. I think this, and if I could put this in underrated, I would, because I don't think enough people are talking about this show. However, every review of it I see is glowing, like glowing. And I even asked you, John, have you seen Andor yet? And you said no. And I said, it's incredible. You said, I thought it would be. And I was like, oh, that's interesting, because I never even thought that someone would think that. You know what I mean? You're the one person I would sit there and go, he's definitely going to think this is useless. What is the point of this?
Well, no. So, the whole Star Wars thing, like when Disney got a hold of it, the correct thing to do was focus on the stories outside of the main, like, theme.
Agreed.
And plot.
The Skywalker
which
saga.
Which is why... Yeah. Yeah, which is why The Mandalorian is so good. And even though that starts to cross over with some of the main story, it's not like, oh, why is Darth Vader wandered in? Like, he's supposed to be dead, isn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
He's dead. Yeah. Oh, what are you doing here? No, it was cameo.
The audience
it? No, but
cheers
you're dead
when he
in
came
the story.
In. Stop looking at the camera.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's winking.
Oh, you're too close to the sound boom.
My mother buried me today. Sorry, it's an extra
question. No, let's not start doing
it's
that.
It's my sister.
I can't even get it right, honestly. I buried R2-D2 today. Yeah, so you're crossing them over.
R2-D2 buried me today.
Why are you smiling?
Yeah. Anyway, Christ almighty. So Rogue One is very good because it doesn't suffer with having characters that you like. Well, I know that person survives. That person survives. There's genuine like peril in Rogue One, and I'd imagine Andor would follow the same route. It's just I'm a bit like, okay, well, I mean, it's Star Wars, and isn't it? So I'm a bit. That's the only problem.
It's the least Star Warsy thing they've ever made.
You say
honestly,
that, but they'll
no. I promise you. I prompt John.
I bet they go
you,
into a bar and there's right a now. Big like alien thing just doing shots at the bar.
No. The only thing that you sort
he's
of
worried now because it probably is
see some stormtroopers in a couple of shots. But other than that, you're not even seeing stormtroopers. You're not even seeing you. It's honestly, it looks completely different. It's like they've just gone, just do whatever you want to do. And that's why I said, that's why it's blown my mind, because it's like the synth and the Blade Runner elements to it. And I'm just like, it just looks nothing like you've seen before in Star Wars. It's really good. Like, and that's what I would say to anyone who's like, can I be fucked with that show? Give it a shot. And I will say to you, the first few episodes are a little bit of a slog, but there's a lot of shows like that. And then you get past that point, and it really kicks into gear. Andy Serkis just made an appearance, and he's fucking brilliant in it. Of course, he's been in Star Wars before as Snoke, but he's not Snoke in this, so don't worry.
Hello, everyone. I'm not Snoke.
Yeah, man. Like,
don't say that.
Hello, I'm Snoke. I mean, I'm Andy Serkis.
Yeah.
No.
I'm Andy Serkis.
No.
Serkis?
I implore you to watch it. And John, I'd love you to watch it more than anything, because I want to know what you think about it so we can talk Star Wars stuff. To be honest.
No, fair enough. To me, it seems like something that I will binge over Christmas. I like the fact that it's something that I'm not having to rush to watch the episodes. It's not like people are going, oh my God, this happened. Oh, stop talking about that, you know.
It's not like the end of Mandalorian season 2 when we're just like literally like...
Well, that was where I was like messaging everyone going, have you seen it yet? I need to talk about this immediately. that was
But then
incredible.
There was like the Book of Boba Fett where we're like halfway through that, we're randomly like messaging each other going, have going you seen here? This yet? Like out of
what
nowhere.
What has now happened? So no, look, I don't want to be too negative on Star Wars, because the end of that Mandalorian season 2, that episode genuinely I think is the best piece of like or best moment in TV probably in like the last decade. I still watch it now and I'm like,
yeah,
that
was very
just
good.
Wowzer.
Yeah. Have you watched it with the although the score is very good in the original episode. You've watched the rescored version. Oh yeah. Oh, and do you know what I've watched the rescored version of? The Obi-Wan Vader fight Obi-Wan. Ooh, spine-tinglingly good.
Yes.
Anyway, check those out on YouTube. But that's me. Just watch Andor. Don't be put off by thinking, oh, it's kind of a pointless story. it's really different for Star Wars. Like, if you're bored of Star Wars, I would say go watch this, because it's using the best parts of Star Wars.
Watch something. If you're bored of Star Wars, watch something else. Fucking hell.
Yeah. Godfather.
There's loads of Marvel stuff for a start.
Go watch Thor or something.
Right, then.
Or that TV series about Groot. There you go. Go watch that. Give him more money.
Oh my God, that looks shocking.
Well, we might as well stay on
going
Star
to John,
Wars,
then.
Len. You know, this isn't I would recommend. But, I mean, I'm assuming you've watched Tales of the Jedi.
I did. I actually didn't even know it was a thing. And then the other night I was sat indoors just... had nothing to do, and I was like, oh, this looks interesting, put it on, and I didn't go to bed till 2 a.m. because I watched every episode.
Yes. Well, I will say, I mean, they're like 18 minute episodes and there's 6 of them, I think, so it's very quick to go like, oh yeah, I'll watch episode 1, and then suddenly you've just let it run and it's like episode 4 and you're like, oh right, okay. That's quite interesting. So I guess to preface it a little bit, Gaz, I'm assuming you've not seen it.
No.
So it's an animated Star Wars thing, and it covers the characters.
Like Clone Wars or Bad Batch.
Yeah. And it covers two characters, and I guess the point is to show their diverging paths. So you've got Count Dooku. Dookie, the Dukester. Dooku.
Dukester.
So you got him. I was about to say Christopher Reeves then, but no, definitely not. So Christopher Lee.
Definitely not.
And then you've got Ahsoka.
Chris Reeves.
Of tentacle head ears fame. What are they?
Day of the Tentacle. The tentacles, mate. Yeah. I don't fucking
would you
know.
Len pretend he doesn't know. You've got a massive tentacle porn fetish, mate.
Yeah.
That is true. That did come up in a podcast.
He's done a Boolean search to remove Ahsoka's head. No Ahsoka head.
Yeah, you're right. And what was interesting about it is it follows those two characters, but it fills in gaps within the Star Wars timeline and some really interesting stories about... Because Dooku's got no real... He's really shit in the films, I think. You know, he's got no real backstory, and then you give him a bit of backstory here, and it's really interesting. And Ahsoka's, you know, tutelage under Anakin is kind of pretty much sidelined, apart from, like, one episode in this. And then you see... I just really like the way it fills in the gaps. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It's quite quick, though, isn't it? And I was really baffled by... I was talking to someone else about this who was like, yeah, watch it, it's brilliant. I watched episode 1. I was like, that was bang average, man. Like, Ahsoka
episode
is a baby.
Episode 1 is average.
I was like, what's going on here?
Yeah, of course.
And then episode 1 is about Ahsoka, and then 2, 3, and 4 about Dooku, and then 5 and 6 are back to Ahsoka. And I was like, why have they decided? I know it makes sense chronologically, but I'm like, as a series, I'm like, why have they done that? Do you know what I mean?
I like to think of it as just snippets. I don't like to, you know, I just see it as snippets into these two characters' lives. I don't know. That's the way I see it. Like, we're getting so much contacts, but we're getting loads of Ahsoka stuff, right, John? So they're not going to really cross over. The Ahsoka show comes out next year.
That's absolutely fine. But what I'm saying is, do episodes 1, 2, and 3 of Dooku, and then 4, 5, and 6 of Ahsoka. I don't understand episode 1 is all about Ahsoka as a baby, and then you don't come back to her until episode 5. I'm like, what the fuck is this? It's weird.
Yeah, fair enough. But it's good. Overall, definitely worth watching.
I mean, it's 6 18-minute episodes, so, you know, if obviously I know there's a big animated following of the Star Wars stuff because it's, you know, rating wise has done extremely well, but I don't know, I can't. This is the fight, like the lightsaber battles and stuff in the animated stuff, I can't be doing with it. It's too over the top.
Can
I
you blue bit
get behind it? But in terms of the story, I'd give it 4. Filling in gaps, solid 4. It's fine.
Solid 4 bloop, Gaz. Solid 4 bloop. The one you would like, Gareth, is the one that came out probably like 9 months ago, and it's 10 stories of Jedi done by different Japanese animation studios.
Oh.
And it's fucking brilliant.
Very interesting.
It's honestly amazing. And it's got no canonical stuff. Mm. All new characters, all hand-drawn, all have a different art style.
Obi-Wan is just like a big pink blob. And he's got really tiny eyes. But his mouth is, for some reason, bigger than his entire body. And that's the Studio Ghibli version. Cute.
That's the Ghibli version.
Cute.
Yeah. Right, that's what you're doing, was it? Yep. Good.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
All right, John. Is that what you're putting down on the table? Have you got anything else for us? And Gareth.
I feel like we don't do enough on here talking about like comedy. Like, I mean, we do a lot of this Marvel and, you know, someone fucking killing and raping people in some documentary or whatever. So a little bit of like light relief.
Pepsi One doesn't go that far.
No, it doesn't. Pepsi end up as bad as that, I would say. You know, don't sue me.
No,
that's
Jet
just my opinion
for you,
right? I would say I can't wait to be doing the apology episode of this, by the way. So there's American comedy. I don't think is particularly good on the whole. That might seem quite harsh.
That's why you're going to have to do an apology episode, because of that statement.
Fucking hell, Pepsi and American comedy, imagine that. I think the stand-ups, I mean, I've said Dave Chappelle is brilliant. You know, Norm Macdonald, dead, rest in peace. George Carlin, dead, rest in peace as well. All the TV series that are quite good are very similar. Like, okay, Curb is maybe slightly different. But in terms of like sketch comedy in America, I don't think they do it very well comparatively to British sketch comedy.
Don't sit on the fence. You're right. Like they, it often falls into just people shouting. Somebody shouting really loudly, I feel like, is always the punchline.
Mm.
Which,
motherfucker, or it gets too political or something.
Yeah.
You know, like, I know, and again, this is going to be, some listeners might be like, how dare you? But Saturday Night Live, I look at that now, risky. That genuinely looks like, it's like someone's gone, how can we take all of our budget and spend it to make the shittest comedy show of all time? That is SNL. It is fucking garbage. Garbage.
We've just lost a lot of listeners.
It's terrible. Listeners.
This is John. This is what we have to deal with. I have to fucking censor this shit.
It's gone from a show that
two
was
broke,
like...
Two Broke Girls is breathing a sigh of relief right now.
but that's very formulaic, whereas...
Big Bang
Saturday
Theory.
Night Live was supposed fucking to be hell. This thing where it was like breakout for young comedians. And back in the day, it was like revolutionary. And now it's gone on to become like... Disney presents Saturday Night Live. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's just drivel. But anyway, so I give it a good kick in there, American comedy, for the most part. However, there is a Netflix TV show, which I think is very British in its makeup. So it's a guy called Tim Robinson. What the fuck's it? I've completely forgot the name of the show. How bad is that? What the fuck's the name of the show? I'm going to have to look it up now.
Memorable.
What's it called?
There you go. This is... No. No, I'm just saying this is obviously very memorable, isn't it,
No,
John?
Well, because it's... I'm just laughing at the sketches. I don't really give a shit what it's called, and it's all Tim Robinson anyway, so...
My name is Tim Robinson. Is it called that? That's a guess. Good, that.
People do things.
People do things. Well, it's because I'm now thinking about fucking people just do nothing. It's like, no, it's not that.
Yeah.
It's the opposite. British. It's the other one.
Yeah, that's the... That is actually
people
a
just
show.
Do Tim Robbins.
Tim Robinson the cricketer? What's going on here? I Think You Should Just Leave by Tim Robinson on Netflix. Now, this was recommended to me by someone. I won't shout her out. She doesn't deserve the publicity. But I watched it and I was a bit like...
Emma.
No, not her. I was a bit like, it's just weird, Lucy. Classic American nonsense. And actually, it's very British in its like over the top, no canned laughter bullshit. So that's not there. Tim Robinson's like quirky, weird. I watch these sketches and I'm like, I mean, often he'll be in a very normal situation and he'll just have a tear run down his face. It fucking kills me. It is so good. And I would absolutely recommend people watching that. And Gaz, you'd fucking love it as well. You know, well, that little sketch that one. I sent you that I'm sure you've not watched.
I have watched it. It's about doing a driving lesson, isn't it?
Yeah,
and they're all in
go,
the car together.
Tables!
What's their job?
Yeah, so it is brilliant. I thoroughly recommend it. It's getting a third season. I'll be interested to see how many more like celebrities make cameos in it, because it is getting bigger and bigger. But look, in terms of an American comedy borrowing a lot from like quirky, zany British humour, I'd recommend Tim Robinson's creation. It's brilliant.
Lovely.
Nice.
Well, that sounds very good, John. And thank you for bringing an element of... light-hearted banter to this podcast.
Hellraiser. Really.
Well, Gareth, we could talk about that, but I think it's just going to depress me how shit it is. But
what do you mean? Have you seen it?
Yeah. No, I haven't watched it yet. I need to watch it, but I just haven't got around to
it. I think
it.
It's on my list, Gareth. In a week.
Yeah. It wasn't that good.
Then I'll
five
go back and retrospectively give it two bloobs, which could happen. Well, it's time to return to a fan favourite segment. And something that has been missing from a lot of people's lives. It's underrated, overrated. Hey, have you seen Ghostbusters 2? Do you think it's underrated? Hey, have you seen Ghostbusters 2? Do you think it's overrated? That's the segment here for you now. It's underrated, overrated, yeah.
Have you seen Ghostbusters 2? Do you think it's overrated?
Overrated.
Yeah,
we should do a new one just for that.
That is the song. That is the song in its glory. Lovely vocal performance there. Yeah. This week, coming to us with something apparently controversial, I've heard. I don't know. John has lined something up for us. John, take it away, sir.
Yeah. See, Len, I know you're sitting there. Like, Gaz is like, I'm genuinely interested what he's going to say. Len's worried that I'm going to turn around and say, like, the civil rights movement or something. He's like, oh, fucking hell, I'm going to have to edit this whole thing out.
more editing. less editing is better. So
I feel like he's more concerned you're going to say Saturday Night Live.
That was bang overrated. All right. So look, it's the 20th of November. There you go. I'm time stamping it. You know I love that.
Happy birthday,
mate. 2 minutes past 10 in the UK in the morning. Tis the season. You know, I already said last night I watched, did I just say? What a weird thing to
yeah,
say.
Yeah, you did.
You said that. You that did. Was fucking bizarre. Really I watched a film.
I watched. What are you doing? That's weird.
Anyway, what did you watch?
I woke up this morning, my head was killing me. Has someone smashed my head overnight? Like, fucking hell. Honestly, there are car crash victims that have pulled together a sentence better than that. But anyway, so...
Do you want me to edit you in saying it properly? Or...
No. I like it. I'll look back on that. And I'll be like, oh, that's hilarious. That was the day that I realised that... No, that's too dark where I was going to go.
that's fucking dark. I knew what you were going to say.
So I watched... Spirited.
Well done.
So, which is basically Will Ferrell. I was about to say, get Ryan Garcia, he's a boxer. Someone has hit me over there.
Ryan Reynolds,
yeah, sorry. And it's basically another take on the Scrooge story. And it's like, fucking hell.
Good story, though.
It is, yeah. There's a bit where
Muppets Christmas Carol.
Well, that's very
best
good.
Christmas film.
Yeah. And I'll say one thing. At no point in The Muppets Christmas Carol does someone say, suck my Dickens. Yeah? So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Imagine that, Kermit.
Imagine that. Yeah. Do you want to do an impression of Kermit saying that?
Suck my Dickens. I don't know. No, it's
what the fuck is that?
That is
you
brilliant.
Do one.
I'm now going to edit that, and that'll be in my Christmas card to everyone.
You do one, John. Go on, then.
No, because that'll ruin it now. Now we've got that impression. That's fine.
Anyway, I'll show you some websites. I can show you a website where you can find that. If there are
websites where you can look at Kermit saying, suck my Dickens, then they should absolutely be struck off. That's got to be dark web stuff. But anyway, so... Tis the season. It is, despite all of that horrendousness.
I just remembered Len's impression. Do it again.
No, it's a one-time thing. So skip
suck
back 30 seconds.
Dickens, Jesus. But so I watched that last night. And when I was shopping, everyone's got their Christmas trees up. It's Christmas. Yeah?
It's too early, mate.
Too early.
It's too early.
I think it's too early.
All right,
I think
Scrooge.
Once my birthday's gone, it's like, you might as well, isn't it? It's Christmas now.
I think Halloween. Halloween's the cutoff.
That's definitely
point.
Gone.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what's underrated or overrated? Are you asking if it's too early?
No.
Doing?
So the older I get, and I've gone through this phase, and I see it a lot with, let's say, your 20s. Your mid-20s, those kids, as I call them, they bloody hate Christmas. They like the time off, but they bloody hate it. And I get that Christmas is quite stressful for a lot of people in differing ways. Some people are quite lonely at Christmas. I'm not having a go. That is a genuine thing. Fine. You get some people get stressed out because they've got like 8 kids and they're like, right, I'm fucking bankrupt now.
Buying them Tamagotchis and Stretch Armstrongs.
Yeah. There you go. Look, there's your Tamagotchi. What the fuck's this? So Christmas. I'm going to put it forward as both. See, I think Christmas is underrated. I love it. Some people despise it and would say it's the most overrated thing that we do. So... I'm putting it forward as both. Christmas, underrated or overrated?
Yeah. Christmas is my probably favourite time of the year. However,
now since I've been
moving
to Australia, I've heard this so many times.
Since I've been to Australia, it's lost so much magic. And this is nothing against Australia because it's just the way it is over here. It's fucking hot.
I don't think you're allowed to.
You don't eat the same
because of the
foods.
Import laws. They're very like yeah. No fruit.
I
no
miss
magic.
The cold. I miss the cold. I miss London at Christmas. I miss my family, obviously. And this Christmas is going to be very nice because I'm back in England for it. So I'm very excited. And if anything, Christmas cheer has gone through the fucking roof for me this season. So yes, it's underrated. And it's extremely overrated here in Australia. That is my opinion.
That's such a fence
Take
sitter
it to the
answer
bank.
For Len, isn't it? He's done both. Underrated in this region,
classic.
Overrated in another.
Down underrated, I will say that I've always been a big Christmas guy. I love it. Always loved it. So
how
much
disappointed
so
would
even,
the kids be? Hey, look, everyone, do you know we've got coming in today? Christmas guy. Who the fuck's this? Just wanders in, no costume or anything, no presents.
Tinsel just round
they
his...
They just said come in and wave.
Oh, Christmas guy.
Yeah, they send him because Father Christmas is busy. What, going to better places? Who is this guy? Have you got anything for us? No.
That's
overrated.
Shorts on and stuff because it's hot. But I love it so much that since I've moved to Australia, I still haven't let that temper my enthusiasm for Christmas. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter that it's hot. You just wear your woolly jumpers. Being hot and eating food that does not suit the climate that you're sitting in is part of it now. You've just got to adapt, mate. If you love Christmas, you've got to do it. I will say that a huge part of Christmas, obviously, is the build-up watching Christmas movies. Mm. You've gone a touch early, I think, J-Mac. I will wait till December the 1st to start for me. I will also be back in the homeland over Christmas, so...
advertising it to people.
Get a few in on the plane over,
come
I think.
Visit us.
just come say hi. We'll be in England. So if you're in England, say hello. That's how it works.
Well, you make fun of that. Remember when I went to Zurich to watch... I mean, I've not said this yet, but when I went to Zurich to watch Arsenal play FC Zurich... One of our podcast listeners was in the stadium and he dropped me a message afterwards and said, he goes, I was at the stadium and after the game, I was listening to one of your podcasts on the way back into Zurich from wherever we ended up. So it's in the county somewhere.
That's the global reach we have.
Mental.
That's the global reach we have.
Mental.
We have touched people all over the globe.
Switzerland.
In a way.
Yeah. Well, so no, it's, mainly the UK and Switzerland. That's it.
I think 1st of December for me is when I allow anything Christmassy. Any earlier I think is sacrilege in my eyes, to be honest. But
are we going to do a 60 minutes to Christmas?
60 minutes to Christmas? Yeah, Christmas Eve, 11 p.m. we're going to record and we're going to get really pissed. Do you remember when you used to go out on Christmas Eve and get absolutely fucking plastered? Yes. I used to do that every year. And now I haven't done that for years. God, I used to come home fucking hungover as anything and then have to sit through Christmas morning. I went to the pub again on Christmas Day. Oh, I miss those days.
That glorious. Used to be great. Like, you know, you got your mum's got the turkey on and I'm like, no, put it in the oven. Yeah.
Take that off.
And then you go to the pub, wouldn't you? You go to the pub for a couple of hours, bit of pool, say Merry Christmas to literally everyone that you see. It was lovely. Don't do that anymore. You're not allowed. I've heard it's been banned. No, it hasn't. Sounded like Matthew Letizia. You seen that? He's gone very everything's woke because he's an old bastard. Matthew Letizia was a British football player in the 90s.
Soccer player.
Soccer. Yeah. He's going to be playing in the Soccer World Cup in Qatar. Look out for him.
He'd love it in Qatar, wouldn't he? He loves it. He respects their laws.
Yeah, probably. I mean, look, that might be, you know, we might be jumping the gun here, but we're obviously meeting up on the 20th. And originally we were going to do a podcast live in a pub somewhere. We're not doing that now because it's too expensive.
Yeah.
You know, if we had a few more Patreons, we'd do it. But, you know, not having a go, people.
Patreon.com/fancritical.
Save your money. Spend it on your kids. If you haven't got any kids... Should be spending it on a Patreon subscription. But anyway, Should we do a live one like we did with Australia? You bring along your mic and we just chat shit in the streets of Soho.
We'll do something like a bit more, you know, like with the Australia episode, just a bit more rough around the edges. Doesn't have to be heavily produced. Yeah. So I've taken that idea and that's what we're doing. Thanks.
Yeah. Why is it a road trip?
Yeah.
No, we do it on the London Tube. We will capture all the ambient sounds of the screeching tube.
Yeah, people love that. People
get off me. Leave me alone.
No, that sounds dark. Come on, John.
Come on, John. Get back to the podcast.
edit that bit out. No, joking. But in all seriousness, we will look into that. And like I said, we had our lovely break in when me and John just covered all quite on the Western Front. we had a break after House of the Dragon, but now we're back, baby. We're back. And that podcast, I'm very, very excited for. And I think it's approaching midnight. And for once, we haven't gone past midnight. So you can get to bed, you know, nice and early. Take your slippers off. Put the fire out.
We finished early this
time. Skull the rest of your whiskey and go to sleep.
We finished early because Len wants to go and play Modern War. No, not Modern War. Warzone 2. That's what he wants to play.
Correct.
He's a gamer.
Yeah, got it right the second time.
Yeah. He's even wearing his gaming headset. Loser, basically. He can't be bothered to... Right.
He's got dressed up.
My Bose...
Why are you wearing camo?
...headset has run out of battery. So that's the reason. But I want to thank my 2 Minute Men. It's been lovely to discuss the minutes with you, John and Gareth. And next time, we will be fucking... I reckon that Christmas one, we're going to be absolutely sourced off our faces, to be honest. It's going to be hilarious. So we'll see what happens.
Technically, I haven't got the time off work, but I'll get it off.
Yeah, get it off. thank you, dear listeners. We miss you. And we're back. We're back, baby. So I don't know what else to say. Go to patreon.com/fancritical.
Just end it.
Does he keep saying baby?
Go to patreon.com/fancritical and donate any monies to us. You can write into us at fancriticalpodcast@gmail.com and let us know your thoughts. Please follow us on social media, fan_critical on Instagram, at fancriticalpod on Twitter, and it's just fancritical on Facebook. Thank you very much, and we'll catch you on the next
one. Miss you all.
Cue the lovely jazz music.
Suck my dickens. That's how it was.